Hi, everybody. Welcome to the first installment of Worst Boys Guild. You're listening to WMFO Medford, and I am CR. At least, that's my DJ name. Welcome. I am very excited to be doing my first radio show. I'm also excited for you guys to witness me figuring out all of this computer soundboard stuff. But I think it will go just fine. I actually did not think about what the first song I was going to play would be until I woke up this morning and realized that I should think about what the first song I wanted to play was. So I wanted one that was radio friendly, of course, and that is off an album that means something to me, and that means something to me. And this is what I went with. So hopefully you guys like it. So there it is. That was Heart Attack by Sleater-Kinney. It is the last song off of their sophomore album, Call the Doctor. And here I am, a sophomore, playing it 14. Oh my God. It is too early in the morning for me to do math. 24 years later. Which is kind of crazy. Sleater-Kinney came out with another album last year, The Center Won't Hold. It's a good one. I would recommend it. Let's see, I feel like I should explain the name Worst Boys Guild, at least this week, because I've been getting questions about it when I tell people about my upcoming radio show. It comes from a witty conversation with my best friend, Ethan. Shout out to Ethan, if you're listening. Back in high school, a mutual friend of ours convinced me to start a comedy club with her at our school, and what it was is every Thursday afternoon we just sat around for an hour and had stupid, funny conversations with each other, and as you can see, made lifelong friendships. So one of them was that Ethan taught me that every movie has a credit in the sound department for somebody called a best boy. And so I wondered if movies ever just pulled somebody off the street to be the worst boy. Because what is the meaning of being the best boy if there's no worst boy? So I was thinking about what if every movie pulled somebody off the street to be their worst boy, and then what if those worst boys unionized into a guild, much like the Screen Actors Guild. And that takes us to where we are now. WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio. So I am going to just play what I've been listening to lately, although it's not super similar to Heart Attack. I've been on more of an indie, like soft music kick lately. Just figured I would just share that with you all. So back to the music.
Yes.
Hello again. So those were two breakup songs, and it's worth clearing the air that it's not intentional. I actually just really like breakup songs. They're half the music I like seems to be about breakups. I think that's mostly because half of music is about breakups. The Venn diagram of like musicians and people whose impulse after a breakup is to write, I guess, is almost a circle. Yeah, I will probably play some more breakup songs during this show. No promises. So if that bums you out, sorry. If you just went through a breakup and it's like still an open wound, sorry. I actually went through a breakup at the beginning of this semester, which is partially why I feel the need to say that I'm actually fine, not in my feelings. You guys are all learning this about me. I listen to a lot of breakup themed music. I've been doing well. I've been realizing this semester that I can do a lot of things that are really crappy, like going through this semester without any kind of partner or anything, and building friendships. And also smaller things that are crappy, like waking up at 5:30 a.m. because there are upsides. I'm learning about myself, I'm growing, and as to the specific example of waking up at 5:30 a.m., it is totally worth it because then I get here at 6 and I start my radio show. Feel free to call in with your thoughts on sad things or less sad things. And I'm going to read a PSA from us here at WMFO about health, about doing something that is maybe less pleasant than the alternative, but worth it in the long run. So, sorry to Houston people who might be listening. This is not even applicable to you. A little bit, but this is the public transit versus walking PSA. If you take public transportation, good for you. You're helping to save the environment and money too. But if you aren't getting all the exercise you should be, you might want to consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transit. Depending on the distance, once you factor in the time it takes to make your way to the T-stop, wait, and then get to your final destination from the station, walking the whole trip can often be faster. And even when it isn't, you're getting good exercise and saving even more money. For example, if it takes 45 minutes to walk where you want to go instead of 30 minutes using the T, you'll get 3/4 of an hour of exercise and fresh air for just an extra 15 minutes of your time. And that's a real healthy deal. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. I'm happy to be reading a PSA that's health related, that's not about the coronavirus. Happy I could do that for you guys. This coronavirus panic is a lot more intense than I ever thought it would get. A professor of mine told me yesterday, or told the class yesterday, that there was a possibility of Tufts cutting the whole semester short in response to coronavirus if people like went abroad for spring break and couldn't travel back, or just because a college is such a crowded place where diseases spread pretty quickly. I think there's about a 0% chance that Tufts cancels like a whole month of school over what is really just another type of flu, but we will see. This seems to be a really big deal, and I definitely understand being very afraid of coronavirus if you have a condition that compromises your immune system. But luckily, on a college campus, that is not most people. So it's, yeah, the fear is a little surprising, but I understand. It's mysterious, and it's spreading super quickly. So I get being afraid. Anyways, let's play some more upbeat music, possibly about breakups, possibly not, and try not to worry about things like coronavirus and school, but always worry about public transportation versus walking.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody. I've got a caller not on the air right now. My friend Ethan, who I mentioned briefly earlier. So I'll be right back. And when I come back, Ethan will be here too.
Currently? Should I say something? Hello?
Okay, hello.
Hi.
That was a technical issue on my part. Ethan, for the last few seconds, you were on the radio and I was not, so...
Oh,
how the tables turn.
Hello, Boston.
Yeah, Medford, technically. We are technically in Medford, Massachusetts, because... Tufts
is darn.
Not cool enough
to
be inside
Boston. I was hoping to reach my Cheers heads.
No, maybe they get it from here. We can only hope that people are sitting in the Cheers bar listening to Tufts Freeform Radio at 6 a.m.
I can't imagine anything else that you would do with your day in Boston.
Yeah, I mean, that's like the only two things really in the city.
When you have quality programming like the Worst Boys Club to be listening to.
Worst Boys Guild, my friend. It's no more
club. Oh, the Worst
Boys
Guild.
Yeah. So how are you, Ethan? What have you been up to?
I've been doing good. I woke up at 5 a.m. this morning because homies support homies.
Thank you. I feel your support.
But yeah, no, I'm feeling pretty good. I'm liking what I'm hearing. The playlist is sounding great so far.
Good, yeah. I actually... got in here and sat down and I was like, you know what, making a playlist ahead of time would have been smart. Because usually
it's improv.
It's improv. All of this spinning of records is just straight from the heart, which is really
special. The origin of this is the Lamar Comedy Club, of which I was secretary and then vice president.
Yes.
And I gotta say, it's just training you. All of your improv skills are now being put to the test.
Exactly. All of the Stop the Bus that we played every
week. Exactly.
Because
if we hadn't played Stop the Bus and also watched Twister that one time.
Yeah, if we hadn't watched the movie Twister split into 2 weeks, then this radio show would not be what it is. So I thank you for recommending that movie to me.
Absolutely. That was an important club. It was Lamar Comedy Club, which is why we just... watched movies that we thought would be funny to talk over.
Yes. I wonder if they're still doing that. I assume that they're not. I assume it flared out as soon as I graduated and not a moment later.
I mean, I like to think that Mr. V is probably still hanging with people in his history class out in Lamar.
Yeah. If he is, I mean, whether Comedy Club exists or not, still thinking about Mr. V. I hope he's doing
well. Oh, yeah. He carries the torch in a sense.
Yeah.
He really was the comedy club when you think about it.
Yeah. We're making so many references that nobody listening is going to care about, and that's okay, because I only have 10 people listening anyways, and one of them is you, so I can disappoint 9 people.
That's the thing. You got to just reach that 10% of your market, that demographic.
I think I reached him.
It's direct advertising is what it is.
Yeah, that's good. It's like a... yeah, like predictive ads, like customized, just only for you, not for the other 9.
Oh yeah,
listeners.
It's like if you listen to a podcast and they just start saying things, it's like, oh, podcast listeners like mattresses.
Yeah, or also like lately, a couple of the podcasts I've been listening to have been doing actual targeted ads, but they're really bad. So like the podcast, like half of the podcast will happen, and then like it'll switch over to just a pre-taped ad about the Boston Symphony Orchestra. And then it'll go back to the podcast. It's like, wow. They figured out I live in Boston, but they have not yet figured out that I am not cultured.
That is so creepy sounding. I don't even know how it would set your, like, ads. It's so weird. Is it like an online streaming thing?
It's just through a normal podcast app. CastBox. I don't know. I have no idea how it works. They're also often just at the beginning. But the two keep getting are the Boston Symphony Orchestra one, and then one for like a resort in Bermuda that I will never go to.
I don't know about you, Camille, but right now I would love to go to the Boston Symphony and then afterwards on a trip to Bermuda. So if you have any good deals, hit me up. You send me some links.
Yeah, maybe next time you listen to podcasts, you should just borrow my phone. Like, you could just drive over here and grab my phone from me and use that for podcasts, because it sounds like I've kind of been keeping the ads, like, primed just for you.
Sounds like it, honestly. Yeah, we'll switch over. I'll get all of your ads for vacations and symphonies, and you can get all my ads for stamps.com.
Yeah. I get some of those, too. Those are, like, the artisan ones that the podcast hosts actually read out, which is really special.
Yeah, right.
I don't like it as much to have just, like, a random stranger telling me to go on vacation.
I hate the ones. I listen to a podcast where, because it used to be when they first started doing podcast ads, I feel like they were always very niche. You know, so you had stamps.com, you had Casper Mattress. I listen to one now where they get, like, actual commercials suddenly, and it's, like, mildly upsetting, because I'll be listening to my podcast, and then a commercial for, like, McDonald's will come on, and it's, like, a terrible radio voice acting commercial, so it's, like, come on down to McDonald's. It's, like, oh, my God.
That's so weird. It's so weird. Okay, I want to play AJJ during this show, but the problem with AJJ is that they're kind of potty mouths.
Yeah, there are a couple of bad boy rebels.
Yeah, and Spotify is not immediately telling me, it doesn't have the explicit tag on songs that I know are explicit.
When you were talking about the limits on curse words, I did wonder if there was any AJJ song that didn't have the F word in it.
Well, I'm trying to think if American Garbage would be radio friendly, and maybe it's the safest option to just Google the lyrics. And this is another.
I'm trying to think of the lyrics to American Garbage. I'm like going through it. I don't think there is, actually.
I think we're good, and that's one that I've really been listening to a lot lately.
That is a good classic. One. That's an AJJ.
Yeah.
Modern classic, 2016. But.
Okay, so should we cut back to that? Should we cut back to some tunes?
I think absolutely. I think the people of Boston or Mayworth, where was it?
Medford.
I think the people of Medford are getting a little sick of my voice.
No, they could never. They could never. If anything, what they're sick of is what is clearly just like a conversation between two old friends that
I mean, that's
nobody
what you
else
listen to the radio for, isn't it?
It's kind of what you listen to a podcast for. Ethan and I, everybody, are planning to make a mini-series podcast this summer when I'm in Austin.
We need to make a title. Have we found a title yet?
Oh, no. Okay, we'll think of that. We always do our brainstorming over text. So next week, I will tell you what the title of our podcast is going to be. If you want to hear more...
brainstorming over the radio.
That I can't do to my listeners. I would lose all 9 of them.
Welcome to our new radio show. For an hour every week, we will decide what the name of the podcast will be.
That's a good gimmick. We'll have to make a podcast whose gimmick is that we're coming up with names for podcasts.
But Neil and I are starting an entire podcast network because we have too many ideas.
We have too many names. We did our podcast naming podcast for a couple weeks, and now we just have so many names.
Exactly. Now we need to make podcasts. Every week we come up with a new podcast to fit the name.
Yes,
work.
I like this. Anyways, so next week I will let you guys know what Ethan's and my podcast is going to be called. And if you want to hear more senseless, mindless banter like this, that is mildly amusing, at least to the two of us, you can listen. And for now, we will listen to some AJJ. It's a great band that I want to include in my first show this week. Goodbye, Ethan. Ethan, say goodbye to stardom.
Goodbye, Camille. Good, and goodbye, my one chance at fame.
If I were one of the girls, be Shoshana. If I were one of the girls, I would be Shoshana. Confused and rude, such a special kind of way to be cruel. Confused and rude, confused and rude, confused and rude. Karma chameleonaire. chasing the sad glow down. Karma chameleonaire, chasing the sad glow down. Confused and rude, the owner of a bad attitude. Confused and rude, confused and rude, confused and rude.
So as I said before, that was American Garbage by AJJ. Next, I'm going to play Song for Frankie and Blanco by Dump Him. They're a Massachusetts band that I really, really love, especially this record, Dykes to Watch Out For. I hope that's a radio-friendly album name. I mean, it's the name of the album. Please check it out. We can say that it's like the, you know, the method for controlling the flow of water kind of dike. You need to watch out for those. Anyways, let's take a listen. This is a really good song that always reminds me of Sleater-Kinney. Dump Him as a huge, Riot Girl is a major influence for Dump Him. And this is the song where I hear that coming through the most as somebody who maybe doesn't know a ton about Riot Girl in general, but who has listened to Sleater-Kinney for a lot of hours of my life. Yeah, here it is.
Security guards
dead boy. When I'm a dead boy.
So I'm cutting this off mid-song because it's just about the end of my show. We got a little more AJJ than we bargained for, which is always a good thing, because being a rookie DJ, I have to have some kind of mishap. So my mishap this week is that I went downstairs to let another DJ in, and then the upstairs door locked me out. But we're back. We're in the studio. And I'm about to send you off. This has been Worst Boys Guild. If you were in Medford listening, looking out your window occasionally, as I have been doing as I've DJed, then thank you for enjoying the sunrise with me. This is a really neat hour to be doing my show, watching the sun come up and the day start and traffic start to pick up outside. So thank you for joining Worst Boys Guild. I'm CR, and have a great week. This is WMFO Medford.
Man walks by, don't catch his eye, and suddenly I'm thinking of you. A hint of cologne you used to call your own, that smell reminds me of you. Years pass by in the blink of an eye before you and I were through. Now that man walks by, I think about you and I, and then I think only of you. Of day one, I knew you weren't the one, but hey, you were so damn cute.